Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's time now for EB's Entertainment Page. It's going to tell you all about movies, Hollywood, music, scandal.
Entertainment Page Cakes is driven to you by BMW of Fairfax. My guy may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Ask for Mike and tell him your boy EB sent you.
Mm-hmm. Do all that.
He will appreciate it. All right, so let's catch up here on the Diddy thing. Mm-hmm. Man, I was in some wormholes yesterday. Oh,
you can
man.
Only imagine where you.
What'd you find out in those wormholes?
I'll tell you during a break. This is the tip of the iceberg, man. So many guys are going to be involved.
Iceberg, dead ahead.
But they destroyed his homes, and I don't know. Some people are saying these pictures are fake. Others are saying they're true. But if the pictures are true of his like bedroom turned upside down, I mean, they give zero F's about your house when they do an FBI raid.
They have a search warrant and come in and looking for dirt.
Oh, they destroy it.
Yeah, I mean, literally all the drawers are open.
Right. Looks like the Norwich house.
I mean, it looks like thieves went in there.
Right.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
They ransacked the place.
They ransacked your house. Yeah. It's actually ridiculous. What if you're innocent? Now, I don't think I don't think Diddy's innocent, but what if you're innocent?
Do they come in and clean it up and fix things?
Yeah, now I got to clean up my house.
I don't know how that works.
I'd have to move out. Like, literally what they've done to the house makes you want to move.
I'm going
to
ask my buddies in law enforcement how that works.
Yeah. Now, some people
if they're looking for drugs and they have the wrong house, you know, it's the next door neighbor, and they destroy your house, does the government have to replace everything and fix everything?
You want to tell your buddies in law enforcement, give them an anonymous tip, give them EB's address, tell them
that would be awesome.
Turn his house upside down.
Heavy, hysterical.
That would be a nightmare. Honestly, if my house looked the way these houses look, I'd have to move. Yeah. My brain can't comprehend putting it back together.
Right.
It looks too difficult.
There'd be so many golf training aids that they'd have to sift through your garage.
So many pool noodles discarded.
The hangar.
Yeah.
All the things.
The alien wedge.
Bickle sells illegal opioids out of his house, people.
No.
So
believe me.
Can you get over there?
I mean, I'd like the income
right out of his
stream,
basement.
But no, I don't do that.
Rips in his golf net.
Yeah. I'm very pro alcohol, very anti drug.
So what?
What's
the deal with him?
So here's the deal.
Does anybody know where he is?
He was interrogated in Miami, and they had initially reported that he was detained, but he wasn't detained. His drug mule, who actually was a former walk-on at Syracuse.
Wow. Yeah. Hoopster.
Brendan Paul. Yes, he was a walk-on, played a few games. You've never heard of him.
No, I don't know.
And then he transferred to Fairmont State, played a few games there, didn't do much.
Fairmont State in West Virginia.
He had the opposite, by the way. He has had the complete opposite of a glow-up when you see his picture from Syracuse in his Hoops uniform, and then the mugshot.
It doesn't look good now, right?
He does. Being a drug mule, I don't think is great. Just ask Clint Eastwood. He did it in a movie.
Yeah.
Pretty good movie,
by the way. Well, I think
he weighs as much as a mule.
I think they found him. Think about this. And, you know, I was also in that wormhole yesterday, and I was reading about all the celebrities that own islands and, all that stuff. I'm not saying Diddy owns an island. I don't believe he does.
What other celebs own islands?
I'd be stunned.
Just give me a few names.
All I know is yesterday.
Pam Anderson. I mean, there's a million of them.
On Twitter, it wasn't great yesterday when I saw that Diddy's name was trending alongside Epstein.
Yeah, I mean, Epstein. All these people with shady background, they all own islands. God only knows what's going on there. And you've talked about it before, like when you go on your PJ with your buddy and you go to Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these guys all own their own planes.
Right.
You don't have to go through the security, right? Did you have any problem bringing all your drugs on the plane when you guys flew out there?
When we flew back.
Yeah.
Right, because they're legal there, but they're not. They don't sell them here.
Whatever. Yeah. All your gummies and everything.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I had somebody spend like $3,000 on gummies.
He's making it sound like you guys had a Scarface type.
Well, I'm just saying.
It was all gummies.
When you fly private like that,
you can do whatever you want.
You bring whatever drugs and guns.
Of course.
Right. And so they went in there. I think they found cocaine. They used to charge them with cocaine. They found weed gummies. Golly knows what weapons they found. So you can imagine these celebrities that have been doing for. That's probably why they own the islands. That's where they could go and do all their.
All the chicanery?
All the shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody bothers them, right?
So Tay Tay and Travis are bringing all their drugs on their privates?
Well, I have no idea. But I mean, I haven't been on a PJ. You've been on a PJ multiple times.
Yep. It's the only way to fly.
Literally, if you had a brick of cocaine, you borrowed some from Drab. Could you get on the plane? No problem.
Yeah, because you're not going through security.
Yeah, nobody. Would anybody know?
The pilots aren't searching your bags.
Right. Would anybody know?
No. You pull up on the tarmac and you park your car.
Right.
And then you walk 8 steps to the front
of
the plane.
Love that.
To the stairs.
Right. But Diddy didn't do this himself. He had Brendan Paul did this for him. Yeah. He was the mule.
You're a big silly like Diddy. You can't carry drugs around yourself, allegedly. Need somebody else to do it.
Cakes, I think when I go to Pebble in July,
yes.
I think I said I would never do it again.
Okay.
Take the gummies.
Oh,
I think I'm going to take one gummy, milligrams, and that's all I'm going to take for the whole day.
What did you take last time?
Oh, I just took like 25. I couldn't even function.
That was like me taking the Zin Mike Marr.
And the reason I did that is because I popped the first one and I didn't feel anything.
Yeah,
and my buddy said, just give it time.
Right.
I said, whatever, give me another one.
Dude.
And at the end of the day, I had like 25 milligrams in me.
Right.
And I was like a zombie.
I know.
And I couldn't even eat.
So when
I think this time I'm going to take one.
Right.
Because I know what the after effects are. I'm going to take 1 5-mil, and then that's it for the whole day.
Well, I have two stories related to that. So remember I told you I was at that Mexican restaurant? We were drinking the margaritas, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One of the women next to me, she told me she did gummies one time, and she had the exact same. She had no idea. I said, how many milligrams did you have or whatever? She said, 1 billion. Like, she had no idea.
It's the worst feeling.
But she said she'll never do it again.
Right.
All right.
And I claimed I would never do it again.
And then,
I might flip the script.
There was another mom sitting right in front of me, and well, this guy next to me, the guy, remember I told you was a train conductor, retired train conductor?
Right.
He had two. They weren't Zins, but they were like Zins of some other company that makes their own. Are there a lot of competing companies?
I don't know.
I said, is this like a Zin? He said, yeah, same thing, just different. They were different flavors. And she wanted one.
Okay.
First of all, she actually asked if he had a cigarette. She'd rather have a cigarette.
That's my girl.
And then he said, no, try this. And she tried, and I said, be careful.
Right. Saw what happened.
Yeah, I said, my buddy just did this.
Yeah.
And he was knocked out for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And she looked at me like I was crazy, like it was no big deal. That lasted about 5 minutes before she took that thing out. And
she said,
you were right.
Yeah.
That is.
She started feeling
and she's a smoker. Like, she has a.
She's not averse to smoking.
Yeah,
she has a
tolerance to nicotine, which I did not have when I mistakenly took this in.
Yeah.
Never again. I can safely say never again. You're wavering.
Yeah.
I'm wavering a little bit.
But you need to make sure you chop that gummy in
take
half. You
what's
just don't
the benefit?
Take too much.
What is the intrigue for you?
Make you feel good.
doesn't it like a Jack and Coke make you feel good?
It's a different feeling.
Yeah, different vibe.
Yeah.
And you're not going to ever have a hangover.
So are you?
But if you drink enough water, you can eliminate a lot.
But alcohol still sits in your system all night. You still feel like poo the next day.
Are you just getting these from friends? Are you like going and getting your own gummies? Like
how? He's getting
from
friends.
My boys will go out to the stores and buy all their gummies and then they'll give me one.
Got it. Okay.
They buy thousands of dollars worth. Oh, you wouldn't believe
it. They buy gummies in bulk.
You wouldn't believe
it. Big trash bags full of them.
But
why is Mar laughing?
I don't know.
Because we're talking about weed.
Well, no, I was thinking about the other name for Zin that you were talking about, Rogue. That's why I was kind of smiling.
Might have been.
Yeah.
It was like in a brown case.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it comes in different flavors. I was just laughing.
I think one of them was maybe even like barbecue. Is that even a thing?
I mean, not Zin.
Barbecue flavored dip.
Yeah, like the Rogue or whatever.
It comes in weird flavors. I've never tried it, but I'm just looking at it right
here. I was at a gas station a month ago. Big surprise, buying like a 20-ounce Coke Zero. And behind the cashier, there were 20 different flavors of Zins. Everything.
I just don't understand.
Cool mint, spearmint, fruit flavored, everything.
I mean, do you, but I just don't understand why people voluntarily sign up for something that they're literally going to be addicted to and they're just going to hemorrhage cash for.
I don't quite get it.
Like, no, but hold on. Alcohol, a lot of people could drink alcohol and not be addicted. I could go weeks without drinking alcohol. I don't have to have it. I think nicotine is different. Like, don't you agree? I mean, alcohol may be worse for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying alcohol is great for you.
Yeah, but I mean, I think everyone's got their kryptonite. Well,
but why would you voluntarily sign up for something that you're literally going to be addicted to? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean? I'm not doing a tin of Grizzly every day.
I don't know. I have no idea what you do.
Exactly.
I believe you.
I know.
I believe you.
Are you tempted
but
to
I'm
do
not,
the
hold
Zins
on, I'm not attacking
instead?
You.
No.
I'm not attacking you. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know.
Because you dip when you play. You dip when you play golf. I think, right? Yeah, I don't know. But I have buddies that do that only when they play golf.
Because it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, it feels good.
That's fine.
It's the urge.
That's fine.
You're drinking all the time because it feels good.
That's fine. I drink also just to get me tired, to be honest with you.
Also, nobody starts out thinking or knowing they're going to get addicted. They start out recreationally while they're drinking or while they're partying.
Am I the only person that ever thinks about consequences? I mean, think about, if I do the Zin, well, I'm probably going to get addicted to it.
I wouldn't think about that for 1 second.
You're not going to get addicted. If a Zin makes you feel the way I felt when I did it, you're not going to get addicted to it.
I was taking gummies out there in California, and that was the last time I did it.
Right. No, I know, because you had bad experience.
I wasn't addicted to it.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not saying gummies.
And I guarantee.
I'm specifically speaking to the nicotine.
Hey, Ricky,
right.
When you chop your gummy in half, put the other half in a Ziploc bag and then bring it in your pal so I can sample it.
Oh, I'll bring you some, no doubt.
Then I'm going to say I'll never do a gummy again because I'm going to feel weird. Give me 25. Give me the lowest dose possible.
What if it was like 2.5 milligrams or whatever?
Perfect. Perfect.
I do have people that take the gummies.
You would probably love it.
Swear by them for bedtime.
You would love it probably.
For bedtime.
But you're probably right.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is no lie. I was the last time I was out there, I'm not going to say who it was. I'm not going to say the guy's name.
Okay.
But he was talking. He was on gummies.
Why, is this somebody we didn't know?
You know him, yes.
Do I know him?
Kind of. Mm. So he was just talking. He was just telling a story about his round. He's like, "Yeah, man." And I hit that 8-iron. Right. And then he went. Literally, he was out for 3 minutes.
He went to Sleepy Town.
And we thought he died. We said, should we call 911? And he goes,
And then when did you?
And then I had an awesome putt. Like then, he was out for 3 minutes, yeah.
and then he woke up.
He woke up and he was still on the story. I couldn't believe it, and it was all gummy related.
Yeah, right. No, I have a buddy that every time I talk about sleep, he DMs me. He's like, "You got to do the gummies to sleep."
Uh huh.
Like he swears you sleep silly.
That's you probably, sleep a lot better than you do if you have, you know, 8 Jack and Cokes.
Yeah, I think I need something stronger than the 10 milligrams of melatonin. I don't think well, that's
I think your body adjusts
the
to the melatonin.
Yeah, my body's done some adjusting.
Yeah, I don't think I sleep great when I have alcohol, but if I have like one drink, it does make me tired. It helps at least start the process.
No, I get that. If you only have one, correct.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, if
you have a bunch.
Yeah, if you drink four or five of them, you're going to feel
like peeing all night.
You're going to feel like ass.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't like that. That's horrible. Anyway, I don't mean to attack the Zen community. Knock yourself out. Do whatever you want to do.
Right, so how did we get on? We were talking about Diddy. All right,
and all his drugs.
Right, all the privates.
Right. Anyway, it just dawned on me. That's probably why I'm just speculating.
I wonder how much they found, how much evidence they found so far in his homes.
Well, I don't know. You know, they were looking for all the computer stuff, so hard drives.
Yeah, they crushed all that.
Yeah.
Phones, medication. If there's any phones around.
They're like, oh, we just have bad music. More bad music by Diddy. Are we going to find anything different?
Right. I got more EP. Do we have another get? Do we have your boy coming on at 9 today or no?
We have Chick Hernandez coming out at 9:25.
Chick Hernandez coming on.
We can either do more EP or talk about the kickoff changes in the NFL.
I have questions about the kickoff changes.
All right, let's do that. We come back. We'll get into the new rule passed at the NFL owners meetings. NFL kickoffs are going to look a lot different this upcoming season. We'll tell you about them next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.